So we're moving on to cinema now, and what we do is we give you a list of films and give you a bit of information on the films, and then I'll give you some information about Cineworld, because I find the one in Hanley to be quite good when it comes to access, with there being audio description in a lot more screens, and also they'll assist you with any needs if you have them. But there are other cinemas, so there's Odeon and Festival Park, and there's also The View in the centre of Newcastle Town Centre and Newcastle-under-Lyme, and you can Google their websites by putting in View Newcastle-under-Lyme or Odeon Festival Park, and The View only offer audio description in certain screens, but the Odeon do offer audio description in quite a few of theirs, so please do contact them if you're interested in going to that. Okay, so some of the films we've got coming up, we've got Jurassic World Rebirth. It's a franchise that just never ever ends. I can't even keep up with how many different films there have been, and some have been good and some have been really bad, and it kind of loses, well, you lose faith a little bit in it if it's actually worth going to see it or not. It's a 12A, it's 133 minutes long, it's released this weekend, and 5 years post-Jurassic World Dominion, can't even remember if that was the last film or the film before. Gets confusing. An expedition braves isolated equatorial regions, has some big words, to extract DNA from three massive prehistoric creatures for a groundbreaking medical breakthrough. But of course, things don't always go smoothly, do they? And it stars the wonderful Jonathan Bailey, Rupert Friend, Scarlett Johansson, and it's got Ed Skrullin and Luna Blaze in there as well. And directed by Rogue One Star Wars Story director Gareth Edwards. We've also got F1 the Movie, which is still showing, which was released at the end of June. And this is 156 minutes long, and it's a 12A. And it follows Formula One driver who comes out... A Formula One driver who comes out of retirement to mentor and team with a younger driver. It's quite a simple synopsis there. And it also stars Javier Bardem, and it's got Kerry Condon and Brad Pitt. We've got Megan 2.0. This is Certificate 15. It's horror. It's strange now that quite a lot of horrors are not 18 anymore. They're 15. you know, to attract the teenage audience. 118 minutes. And this is released at the end of June. And the murderous doll who captivated pop culture in 2023 is back. And this time she's not alone. The original creative team behind this cult sensation, led by horror titans James Wan for Atomic Monster and Jason Blum for Blumhouse, and director Gerard Johnston, reboot an all-new world chapter in AI mayhem with Megan 2.0, 2 years after Megan, and a marvel of artificial intelligence that went rogue and embarked on a murderous rampage. Ooh, exciting. And that starts. And that stars Alison Williams, Jenna Davis, Jermaine Clement, and Tim Sharp. So the one I'm looking forward to opens next weekend. I'm going to give you some information about it. It's the new reboot of Superman from James Gunn. It's 12A. It's 129 minutes, and it follows the superhero as he reconciles his heritage with his human upbringing. He is the embodiment of truth, justice, and the American way in a world that views this as old-fashioned. And this is a remodeling and a bit of a different retelling of the classic Superman story, with a brand new cast that includes Nathan Fillion, Frank Grillo, Nicholas Holt, David Coruscant, Rachel Bronson, and Millie Alcock. And as I said, it's directed by James Gunn. And finally, I'm going to give you information of another blockbuster, which comes out in July. And this is the Fantastic Four reboot called First Steps. I think this is a 12A2. It's action, adventure, and kind of sci-fi fantasy, 115 minutes long, and set against the vibrant backdrop of a 1960s-inspired retro-futuristic world. The Fantastic Four First Steps introduces Marvel's first family. Yes. And what they must do is they must all defend Earth from a ravenous space god called Galactus and his enigmatic herald Silver Surfer, played by Julia Garner. And if Galactus's plan to devour the entire planet and everyone on it wasn't bad enough, it suddenly gets very personal. And the action adventure also stars Paul Walter Hauser, John Malkovich, Natasha Lyon and Sarah Niles. So great cast there. It also includes Joseph Quinn as well. And that is out on the 24th of July. So just to say that the majority of these films are available with audio description, please check at the time of booking. Audio description, that can also be referred to as video description, is a form of narration that is used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. Cineworld is committed to making your experience a safe and enjoyable one. Please do ask if you require any information, and to give them a call, you can call them on 0333 003 3444. And if you're interested in one of the other cinemas, then you can Google View Newcastle Under Lyme, or you can Google Odeon Festival Park, and all the information will come up for you. We'll have some more films for you when we're back later in July.